Umezen aleihem v'toivlen b'mkoyma. This is a leash. And all you have a leash around the kelev, a dog, or a horse, so the leash could be makabel tumah. And it says if it's touched the mace, it has tumas mace. So you have to have the tire has to be, you have to have azoy, you have to spritz on it from the mechatis. So even while the leash is still around the neck of the animal, still you can make the azoy. That's the end of the Mishnah. Umezen aleihem v'toivlen b'mkoyma. You can manage put the dog inside the mikvah the way the leash around the neck, and as long as the whole leash is inside the mikvah, it's toivel, it's tor. You don't have to take it off the neck of the animal. So the moral lemeimra devnei kibulei tumaninu. But you see that leash, something that's around the tabat, that's around the neck of the dog, could be makabotum. It's called a kli. For the moral tanan, we learned in the Mishnah Kalim, tabat odom tmeya. A tabas, the ring that's used for a person, for man, that's called a keli, that's makabel tuma. Mashenkin, but tabas behema, or tabas, the ring that's used for an animal, the kelim, or the kelim of an animal, vishar kola tabois, terrorists, and all other tabois are terrorists and not makabel tuma. So shkar al mishnah is mashma the leash, the tabas that goes around the neck of the kelim is makabel tuma. Let's see Rashi. Tabas odom shenoisim biet filonoid. As a regular ring that a person wears, that's called the kli, that's makabel tumah. Is tmeya the trashit, the tachshit too, it's called the tachshit. Mimidyon yafinu. We learn it now from the Torah says by midyon, demona behen tachshitin. The Torah there says all the different tachshitim they had, and that was makabel tumah there. Atzada vitzomit. Vakula koyit eschatu atem uvishvichem. It says that you should be matirit. You see, even the tachshitim of a person is makabel tumah. Mashenkin tabas kelim, kain sheoisin barosh yodas hakelim. If you have a kli, and on the top of the handle you make a tabas, a ring around the handle, that's not makabel tumah. Hey, tabas behema v'kelim, a ring of a behema, or else a ring for another keli, is not makabel tumah. Drashi v'shakol atmeyas, kugoyin hasuyas ledelis. If you have a ring that's made for a door, that's also not makabel tumah. Is tyrus? So what's the steer of Tal Mishnah? Mishnah says the shear of Neshachim Shear Mazaman Aleim, that the shear, that's the leash around the animal, is makabel tumah. And yet the Mishnah Mashma Tabas for Behemah is not makabel tumah. For it's a steer. And the Gemara Amr Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha V'boyin Minoy Yodel Minoy Behemah. The Mishnah is talking about this leash or this tabas, that you, the ring you put around the neck of the dog was metchila used for a person. It was a ring that was used for a man. And then later he changed and used it for an animal. And it was makabel tumah when it was still used for an adam. Therefore it has a shen kli on it. Therefore the tumah didn't go off it yet. So Drashi Tahiris. His why by behem is a tor. The lav mishum tachshit metamu. The ain't tachshit lekli. As if you have the ring around the kelim, you have a pot, and you have a handle to the pot. And on the handle, you put a ring around the pot, that's not makabel tumah, the ring by itself. Why is it Rashi? You say, din tachshit lekli. For a kelim, there's no din tachshit. O kli nami lehevi, the ring itself is not called a keli by itself. Elo tachshit kli, it's only called a tachshit, it's a ring, put around the pot to hold the pot with. So it's a tachshit for a kli. There's no such yisayd of a kli to makabel tumah. Or miyu boide mechuboris kolzaman, the ring is around the pot itself. It's around the handle of the pot. Avada mechuboris the kli mitamim a kli to have a yad le kli to chola mechubu loy hereyu kamoyu. It's the pot a keli avada, that's called a kli, that's makabel tumah. If you have a ring like a mol, you have a hole at the end of the handle and you put a ring around there so you can hang up the pot. So when the ring is attached to the pot, it's like a chilik of the pot, so it's makabel tumah with the pot. But if you take off the ring by itself, it's not called a kli by itself. The whole purpose of the ring is just a tachshit for the pot. So for hilkas tumah, there's no din tachshit for a keli. There's only a din tachshit for a person. A kli that's a tachshit for a person, that's called a kli that has tumah. So the kasher here is, this ring is only used for behemah. It shouldn't be makabel tumah. The first Torah says that Rashi beboyim and noyod v'noy behemun. Masnitzin goin shenasu shir zeh letachshit odim. That this leash first was used for a person, for an odim. Uvoidil yodim, when the man used it, nitmu, with makabel tumah. Uliyachet tumosai, after it was tumai, nosil behemun, then you put it on your animal. V'tzorach latfilai mitumosai. Obazoy, it's still tumai, you have to be tevlar in the mikvah to take off its tumah. Rishoyna shloyiga b'tyrus, that now this tabas should not touch tyrus. You have to be tevel in the mikvah. that's the case of the Mishnah. The Metchila, it was a ring used for a person. That's why it was Makabel Tumah. And then you change your mind to give it for a behemoth, it's still called the Keli, and the Tumah didn't go with it. Right, the Rabbi Yosef Amar, Hoyel V'yodem Moishech B'mes HaBehemah. What is a leash used for? That a person pulls his dog. So since the person is using the leash also, it's not called like a tabas, a ring just for an animal. It's called a tabas, a ring that a person uses. So that's called the kli already. It's makabel tumah. Shrashi hoyel v'yodem moishech b'mes habehema. Choshev le'kli tashmash yodem. It's called a choshev a kli that's a tashmas for the person himself. Therefore it's makabel tumah. So more mila tanya, bring your rai for this. Mila tanya, didn't we learn in the braisa? Makel shel behema. The stick that the owner of a behema uses to hit the animal with. What do you call it? Trainer stick like. A whip. Makel shel behema. Shel matkes. If it's made out of matkes ayin, is makabel tumah. My tam, I lechur, it's a kli for a behema. A kli for a behema is not makabel tumah. Hayo v'yodim roi de behem. Since the person uses the whip to hit the behema with, it's called the tasha, it's called the kli for an adam. So therefore it's makabel tumah. Hochinam, the same thing by a leash of a dog. Hoyel v'odem moishech ben. Since the person pulls his dog with it, so even though the ik of the leash is a shmir for the behemoth, but since the person is using it also, it's called a kli for an adam, therefore it's makabel tumah. Shrashi hoyel v'odem moishech ben es a behemoth. Choshev le kli tashmish the adam. It's called a kli that's tashmish of an adam. That's the yisoid of a kli. Kalim is something that has use for a person. A person has use out of it. That's the side of a kli. Here also, this whip, since the person, the Yodim, has a purpose, has a tashmash with it, that's the way he hits his behemah, makes the behemah move, it's called the kli. Makal she behemah, she roidim by yetagomu, you hit your camel with it. Oh yes, hanoka. That was the white camels. Inami kein shoistin lahanig es adoy. That's the way you manig a beer. You want a beer to move, you have to have a stick to hit the beer. I speak to beer to son. Yeshomatchis, Trashi the ilu shall eat of wood, the whip would have been made out of wood, pshut the kli eitz, it has no base kibble, it's a flat piece of wood, so it wouldn't be makabel tumah anyway, lo makabel tumah. Now that it's shomatchis, matchis is makabel tumah. My tam are tzerch behema, the whip is still used for behema, why is it makabel tumah? The Teretz is roi de makom yasra. Since the person, the odem, has use from the whip, he hits his behema, it's called a kli odem. It's here also the leash. Since the Adam pulls his animal with this tabas, it's called a tashmash of an Adam, it's makabel tumah. The Mishnah says the Chiddush, even though the tabas is still tied around the neck of the dog, and you want to be metayrit now, you're allowed to be tevlet when it's still on the neck of the dog. As you can put mamish the dog in the mikvah, and you metayr the leash this way. For the Gemara, the ring is tied tight around the neck, or it's tight. So chur there's a chatzitza there. How could you be tabled the way it is? It's tight. So Trashi, v'ikah chatzitza she tabas hakvua b'shir. Hey, this is the ring that's kavua in the leash. Kavua by b'chayzik. Hey, it's the top ring and the leash. Right, there's a ring around the animal, and then in the ring you have the leash. Like the chain gets stuck on tight into the tabas b'chayzik. V'ena mayan nechnasim shom, and the water can get in there. So here's a chatzitza. How could you be tabled the way it is? It's a chatzitza. Omravami bisharitzchon. We're talking about no. You took a pliers and you pulled apart the ring. It's not tied together. Where it's connected, the ring, hey, and the leash, you made it a little bit wider. So there's room for the water to get in. So Rashi sharitzchon. Sharitzchon. He covered a patish, hit it with a hammer. Achin is pashit until it's separate a little bit. Nispash, it's spread out. And the hole where the tabas goes into came a little bit wider, the hole. Therefore, when the tabas goes around, exactly how it's connected, like this, there's room to move both around. Therefore, the water could get in there. That's the first terrace. He tells you, the kash lochilo mukula the mechulolim say poshin metchila was very wide holes. The endera chashiliyos kain. That's not the way you make a leash. The way you make a leash is it's tied on very tight. The top notch where it's tied on to the leash is usually very very tight. So you have to give it a kimta here where you widen it. Shurischa. The morlema Reb Ami Reb Yosi Tzrilu. Through Reb Ami's teretz now, they said that this tabas. How are you metayrit? The first you have to bang it and widen it. to make it go in. So who are you making a maisa now? So he has to hold, like the Teretz Kasha was before, why is a leash bechlal makabel tumah? I, it's only a klifer behema, and a klifer behema is not makabel tumah. So he had a few terutzim. So he has to hold like Reb Yosef. Reb Yosef said the way the leash is, even though it's meant for behema, but since the person pulls the dog with it, it's called a klifer nodim. Hey, see, he has to hold like that. So tomorrow, tik Reb Yitzchak nafcha, because if it's known from the first Teretz we had before. The first teretz was Yitzchak's teretz was known. This ring metchila was made for nodim, and b'shas the mensch used it. It was makabel tumah. The lady changed her mind and put it onto your dog, so the tumah didn't go off yet. That's why you have to be metayrit. Now, if Rav Ami holds like this teretz, it's shver. The yama v'boyim minoy yod minoy behema. We're talking about such a kli that metchila it was meant for nodim. That's why it's makabel tumah. But now you changed your mind. You put it for behema. The next kasher is, aye, the rings are tight. How does the water get in? So Rav Ami gave a teretz now, Sherizchon, you did a maisa banging the rings, widening them, that the water could get in. So the kasher is, Kivon, the Rizchon, since you did a maisa by banging the rings, widening them, Ovid bu maisa, you did a maisa to this leash, to the rings now. Automatically, the tumah should go off it, even without being trailed in the mikvah. Because the kli, when it was miyuchud for an adam, that's called the kli to makabel tumah, true. But now you changed your mind, and this tabash you put on the dog. So you miyachid it now for a dog. A kli for a dog is not makabel tumah. Now why do we say it's still tumah? Because the tumah you had before didn't go off. But if you did a maisa now, with a maisa you miyachid this kli, no more kli adam, now it's only kli behema, automatically should become tor. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, if you have a kli that's not finished yet, so it's not makabel tumah, but if you're machshava, you just thought, I'm going to leave the kli the way it is. To me now, I'm considered like it's a finished kli. So right away, with the machshava alone, it could be makabel tumah. But let's say the kli, the way it was, it really wasn't finished. But you had the ask to leave it the way it is. So it's makabel tumah. Now you changed your mind. I'm not going to use the kli the way it is. I have to fix it yet. It's not polished enough yet, this silver kli. It's not nice to use it the way it is. So even though now you think it's not finished, still, the tumah is still there. It still could be makabel tumah, ela b'shino maisa. If you want to change your mind to say you want to use this kli now, like it's not finished yet, you want to do a maisa, it's only if you do a maisa to it. You have to do something to it. But if you do a maisa to it, that shows the kli is not finished. Like, yeah, take off the din tumah, it's not makabel tumah anymore. There also, since you changed this ring from an adam to a behemah, really now that it's a kli, behemah shouldn't be makabel tumah. So you have to do a maisa to it. Here, b'sharitzchon, you banged it to widen the loops. L'chur, that's a maisa. The tumah automatically should go off. And the Gemara, that wouldn't be shver. It could be held like a Yitzchak teretz. That really a kli from behemah is not makabel tumah. Here the kli though metchila was meant for an adam, and you changed your mind, use it for behemah. I the kasher if it did a maisa to it right now, that should be porcha, take off the din tumah. We hold like Rabbi Yehuda. The Omar maisa l'sakein lav maisu. If you're doing a maisa to masakin the kli, that can't make it a kli. A maisa has to be like a maisa breaking the kli. If you do some maisa to show the kli is not finished yet, by breaking the kli, that's the maisa that takes off the tumah from the kli. But here, b'sharitzchon, you're making it wide. You're widening the holes to make it better, smoother. So that's not called the maisa to make the tumah go off. The Tanya, we have Yehuda Weimer, Loyoma Shino Maisa. When do we ever say, Loyoma Shino Maisa, Lesakin El Lekalkal? When do we say if you do a maisa to a kli that makes an ois kli, the tumah goes off? Only if you be Mekalkal the kli. But any maisa that's being masak in the kli can't take off the tumah. So here, this sharitzchon, you did a maisa to the kli, but it's a maisa tikkun, the tumah doesn't go off. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, krab yesi svirle, the yoma kishen shel beima nami mekabla tumah. Heil be yodam oishich bem. That's one teretz, that since the person has use from the leash, he pulls his animal, it's called the kli odam. Hilkach, kirishchon, now even though you did a maisa, you widened the loops, liyachat tumah, kati b'mosayah kaim, it's still called a kli. The kli is still used for behema, and even though it's used for behema, since the person has a no from it, it's makabel tumah, so still a kli. Of a di, Rabbi Yitzchak Rashi diyama loy makabel tumah ela biyodin liyodom. A kli has to only be a kli adam. It's makabel tumah. Tumah zu shekiblo biyodin liyodom. So say now this ring, b'shas the adam used it for himself. That's when the sheretz touched it, makabel, or the mace touched it. kiv on the rischa now that you did a meister to it. You widen the loops. V'shuv ein noyim liyodim. Now it doesn't look nice for a person anymore. Avazay v'tululu materas tachshit. You mavatul this ring from a tachshit from an adam. V'tiru mutamason. Now the kli is only oimid can only be used for a leash for behema, and a leash for behema according to Rabbi Yitzchak is not makabel tuma. So automatically the tuma should go off it. Like you did a meister to show the kli is not roy for an adam anymore. That's only roy for behema. Is that a writer? Yodim with a tumasu machshava. Meyachash chishavo lo shinichenu kumayshu. If you have a silver becher that wasn't finished yet, but your machshava was to leave it the way it is, I'm going to use it now. Achshavo lo yosef. You're not going to do anything more to a tikkun ach, any more tikkun. Hu gemar malachtum or makabel tuma. With your machshava alone, you could decide, I'm going to leave the kli the way it is, so it's makabel tuma. Aber v'yein oilem utumasun. Meyachash chishav al or, lasa shetiach. Moshe, you have skin. And you had machshava lasa shtiach, means tam, use it for a mat the way it is. You have raw skin, and you have machshava, I'm going to use it for a mat. Or v'zor yorel adei tumma. Right away, this mat now could be mekabel tumma. V'yim chaza v'chishav olav. L'ritzuois v'stand olim. But then you change your mind. No, I want to use this skin, not for mat, but I want to make strips out of it, ritzuois, or I want to make shoes out of it, is lebotam ateres kli. Even though now for shoe it's not a shoe yet, so of course it's not called the kli, but with machshav alone you can't change your mind. It still has a din tumah. It could be mekabel tumah. Well, leitira b'kach, when does it lose its din tumah that it came in mekabel tumah? Achiyitim by izmol, so you put the knife inside it to make holes in it. The avishino meisa, you have to do a shino meisa to the skin. Haba the diik, havishino meisa, if you do a meisa to the skin now, miyuay lematumasan. Mashmi, even though it was mekabel tumah ready, the tumah goes off it. To see if you do a maisa to the kli. So now you're showing us, this skin is not usable now. I want to use the skin to make shoes. And it's not a shoe yet. So it's not a kli. The tumah goes off it. There also, once you did a maisa to widen the holes of this tabas, you're showing us the tabas can't be used for an adam. It can only be used for behema. Now a kli behema is not makabel tumah. So why doesn't the tumah go off automatically? The teretz is nuhil like a yehuda. Trashel is sakin. If you do a mindset, makes it tick and makes it better, that can't take off the tumor. Trashel is zuhi tikunai l'tzarech behema. Mitzis is not called a kilka now. You're doing a mindset to make it better for the behema. So that can be matiris. Lav maisu trashel levatim materis kli. Hey, see, according to Yudishita, you have to do a maisa, not just to show that the kli is not finished, that you still want to make shoes out of the skin, but you have to do a maisa kilkul to the skin. And here you didn't do a maisa kilkul, therefore tumah doesn't go off. Therefore the Mishnah says you have to be tovelet, and the chiddush is you could take the dog the way he is and stick it into the mikvah, and the leash becomes torah. Right. The Masnis and Tan and the Braisi we learned the Mechulolim. A Pashta Teretz. We're talking about the rings that was around the neck of the dog was Mechulolim, was holy. Because it wasn't tight. Drash Mechulolim. Mitchila Nasu Chalulim Rechavim. At the beginning, the loops are very wide. Sheyesh Chalal, but there's a lot of holes there where you dovek it. Shenosan Tabas, Batech Tabas, Kemayshu Rechavim. There were wide rings that one fit into the other one. Therefore, there's no Shiloh Chatzitza. The water comes in. As Antayus said, the Gemara didn't want to answer this at the beginning, because it's not shchiach to make such wide rings. Usually the rings are very narrow. They just fit in tight. So here you have to miyash, while Mishnah is talking about wide rings. Right, the Shoel Talmud Echad Migalil Ha'elyon Yisrael Blezer. One Talmud Yisrael Blezer, Shemati, I heard halacha, Shechokin Bein Tabas LaTabas. That there are different halachas about different type of rings. One ring has this halacha, and another ring has another halacha. And he didn't know what the halacha was. Trash Shechokin Yesh Chilik V'Chaseim. Then you day Amal Chilik. I don't know what the Chilik is, but I heard over that rings have different halacha. Omaloi. So he told him Shem Aloi Shema to Elolin Yishabes. Maybe only Shabbos here they had different halachas. But Dilin Yitumah was Sfageit. Because Tumah Dov Dochodi. No matter what type of ring you have, it has one halacha. Trash Elin Yishabes. Then you know it's so Shabbos. It's not for me to know what ring you're allowed to walk out with on Shabbos. There Yesh Chilik. Then Yeshul Echoisim, if it has a Choisim, it has a signet on top of it, Lishenul Echoisim. But you're going to come up back by Misha. We'll see later which ring you're allowed to walk out, which ring you're not allowed to walk out with. One is called the Masli, and one is called the Tachshit. Mashen Kain, Zokta by Tumah, Dova do Achati, Kol Tabas Dinechulim. Again, the Tumah, every Tabas has the exact same halacha. Because the Gemara is that true. Olinyan Tuma Dobo Do Achasi, every ring has the same halacha. V'yotanan, we learned the Mishnah in Kalim, Tabas Odom Tumei, like we had before. A ring that's oimit for a person, it's called a tachshit for an Odom, that's Makabal Tuma. We learned that out for Midyan, that all the tachshitim of an Odom is Makabal Tuma. Mashenkim Tabas Behema, or else for Kalim, a ring that's made for leash for put around the Behema, or else a ring that's made for Kali, you have a handle, you have the pot, and on the handle of the pot, you want to put a ring around the handle. It's not makabel tumah. There's no din tachshit for kelim. V'shar kolat tabois, and any other ring. The Rashi before said it means a ring for a door is tohiris. Only a tachshit for an adam has a shem kli on it. But all other tabois are torah. So you see, for hilchas tumah, there's also an afkamin is what type of ring it is. And the Gemara ki koma leyu namu di yodim koma. He say he means any ring that a person uses is always makabel tumah. For the Gemara, the Yodim, Dov, the Achas, even for a person, is always the same din. The Yatani learned in a Tosefta, Tabas, Sheskino, Lechagaba, Mosnov. You have a ring that you want to use like for a buckle for your belt, that you put around your waist. It's Lechagaba, Mosnov. You want to put around your waist, so you put the buckle onto your belt. Or else, Lechashaba, Bank, Seifov. Between your shoulders, maybe it means around your arms here. Also, used to put a belt around your arm to hold up your sleeves, maybe. Whatever the type of a buckle you want to put in the belt. Lakasha Bavank Seifov is Tahira. Such a ring is Torah. The only type of a ring that's Makabel Tumah is you put around your hand. That's called a Tachshit for an Adam, and that's Makabel Tumah. But a ring that you put in your belt, it's not called a Tachshit. And we had before, there's no tachshit for keli, like it's only a tachshit for the belt. There's no din tachshit for kelim. And in itself, it's not called a kli. You have no tachshit for itself. Like Rashi says, Avada, close the man, the ring is in the belt, there's mechuba to the belt, it's part of the belt, it'll be mekabel tumah. But we have the ring by itself, in itself, is not called a kli. It's only a tachshit for a keli, there's no din tumah. It's not called a kli. So you see, even rings that a person uses, it depends what type of ring it is. And the Gemara, ki kom lai, you'll not meet the etzpa kommer. He meant to say, all rings that you use on your finger, all those rings are makabel tumah. That's what he meant. That's called all rings. For the Gemara, vaito, the etzpa, even for an etzpa, dovdo, achasi, is it all one halacha? V'yotanan, taba shel matris. If you have the ring made out of metal, v'choysomo shel almug, and the choysom, the signet, that's made out of agmug, is a special type of wood. Rashi almug, atzei almugim, v'no, a nice type of wood, is temeya. To me, that's makabel tumah. Hey, since the ikir is metal, so metal is makabel tumah. Ma'ashenken he shall almug. If the ikir of the ring is made out of the wood, v'chaysome shel matkes, now the signet is made out of the matkes, the metal, then teira. You see, even by rings, it depends what type of ring you have. A wooden ring is not makabel tumah. And the Gemara ki kom le'il nami kula shel matkes kamer. He also meant all his metal rings. That only for the finger, all those type of rings are makabel tumah. That's the shi. That's what he meant to say. All rings are the same. Mashen, it will be out of wood, since the ring doesn't have a base kibbel. Obliged to shoot the kli, it's not makabel tumah. Only shomatzkes is makabel tumah. So that's what he meant. That's what he answered. See Rashi. Rashi dove the achas hikma right near the big lines. Kol tabas de nechalim sheskin lechaga b'moslav shekavua b'rosh ritzua. That's the buckle you put on top of your belt. For Rosh Ritzua, the Yosef came in bukla. Maybe it means a buckle. Shoysin lasagrim shel susim. Lasagrim, they made to muzzle around the animals. Velikshar bo ben kseifa, ben zeroysev, by your arms. Also, you put like a strap around your arms. Is toira. The adin heve, the hoder heve lo kitabat kelim. These rings, these buckles, is only a buckle for a keli. Veloidami liyodim. It's not daimu to a kli of an odim. Moshech bem. Shainu mishtamish boklum. The damu yodam moshech. That damu we had before, where Adam is moshech the behema with it, the leash. Shainu mishtamish boklum. Elamonachas v'yomedus ritzua. Here it's the buckle is only oimed in the belt itself. Miu imo ritzua mikabelas tumah. Vada, when the buckle is in the belt, it's makabel tumah. Avol imhi noitlo, if you take the buckle off the belt, O Mahzir, and you put it back in again, and the Makabas Tumma Liatzma. By itself, it's not called a Kli. The buckle is only a Tashit for a Kli. That's not called a Kli. Ki kom le yonami, dovdu achasi di etzba kom le. Olinyin Shabbos yeshilik. Again, the Shabbos is a chilik, what type of ring you have. If it has a chasim, you could walk out. If not, not. But the Tumma, all rings are Makabas Tumma. Yes, even that's not true. Almug atse almugimu no. Tineya, the boss of Tabas is leaning. The Iker is the Iker with the Tabas. obshute klimatkes tmeyim. If the ikar of the ring is made out of metal, it's makabel tuma. Mashenken hishalag matera. The obshute klietzu. If the ikar of the ring is made out of wood, obshute klietzu is not makabel tuma. There wouldn't be any din tuma. Yeah. So that's what he answered. The Torah says a ring, a metal ring that's meant for the hand of a person, that's always makabel tuma. It's also meant to say, no matter what size it is, it's always makabel tuma. Right. V'yoyd another shal liyisk. V'yoyd shul. Shamati shecholkin bein machet l'machet. I heard the needle has different halachas. Certain needles have different halacha, and certain is a different halacha. Omalei, so he answered him back, shemalei shamat el in yishabis. Maybe you only heard a chilek, what type of a needle you allowed to wear out to carry it on Shabbos. Mashenken deal in your tumma, because if you heard vilkos tumma, dovdo achasi. His old needle has the exact same halacha vilkos tumma. So drash el in yishabis. Linyan hoy soy Shabbos, ye chilek bein nekubu l'shen nekubu. The nekubu katoni chayiv chatis. If you have a needle that has a hole in it, so that's a needle that's aimed to use for sewing. So it's not a tafshit to wear it. So if you stick it into your pants or stick it into your shirt, it's a chiyuv haitzor. That's not called a tachshit. Oveshen in the kuva. But if you have a nice needle that doesn't have any hole in it, for growing ishma says, she tachshit, that's a nice tachshit, ketoni yein chayiv chatis perek ba misha. There it says, you're not chayiv chatis, midrabon, you're not allowed to wear out it, you're not allowed to wear it on midrabonim, because it's exerim, maybe you come to take it off. But I call upon him, it's called a tachshit mikiradin, and that you can walk out with it on Shabbos. So if Hilcha Shabbos is a chilek, how the needle is. If it's a needle without a hole, that's a tafshit, or a needle with a hole, it's not a tafshit sosa. Vashenke, vilchus tumah, it's always makabel tumah. For the Gemara, is that true? Olinyan tumah, dovod achasi, every needle has the same halacha, but none. Machet shenito chura. If you have a needle, you took out, the hole came off, fell off the hole of it. So it's not roy anymore to use. You need a needle, you need a hole to put the thread through. Or yuksa, or else the point came off the needle. Is Tyra? That needle is not makabel tumah anymore, or else it's Tyra now, because it's not roy to use anymore. It's like a shefa keli, the tumah goes off it. So is chi is a chilek, what the needle, if there has a needle with the hole or not. Ki kamalei bishleim, he meant to say all whole needles. Hey, it's a shleima, a needle that has a point and has a hole. That's called a needle, a good needle, that's always makabel tumah. That the Gemara of a shleima dovda achas even by a sholem, is that true? The yotanan machet shahelsa chaluda. You have a needle that got very rusty. A lot of rust became on the needle. Is imak if it's a tree, if there's so much rust that now you can't use this needle to sew with? It's poshut mak if it can't go through the cloth or it gets the cloth dirty. Is Torah, such a needle is not usable? It's Torah. V'yim lav tameya. But if it's not so rusty, you can still use it. It's still tameya. It means so rusted that the rishum is still nikkur mamish. So some Rashi has two pshatim here. Shereshum nikkur, Rashi learns. Shereshum nikkur, shall machet nikkur the heavy kli utmeya. One pshat is that even though there's a lot of rust there, but if it's nikkur, it's still called a kli, it's still called a needle, then it is makabel tumah. But this nachrin, of course, more mistake. This one, sherishuma means shachalud nikkur. That means it's nikkur that it's still rusty on the needle. The begid. That means when you sew and you put the needle through the begid, you see the rust in the begid. Hainu ikav tfirah b'torah. That's called his makiv. His makiv doesn't have to mean that you can't push the needle through the begid. Even though the needle goes through the begid, but it still leaves a stain in the begid. So rishuma is nikkur in the begid. That's still not called the use of a needle, and it's still Torah. So a koponim, you see, even by needles, a whole needle, there's a chilek, if it's so rusty and not so rusty. And for the Gemara, ki kamalei b'shifa, kamer. He meant to say a nice shiny needle. Hey, it's a clean drashi in yishufas, b'shefina, shekar, and limnon, shem b'chalude. It's a nice clean needle. Doesn't have any rust on it, there's no chilek. It's always makabel tumah. For the Gemara, b'shifa, dov d'achas, a clean needle is always the same alochon. The Yatanya, machet the needle, bein the kuva, bein ain't in the kuva. Whether it has a hole in it, yet it doesn't have a hole in it, is mutl taltle b'shabbos. Rulana be mutl for Shabbos, because it's called the kli. Why? Because the needle on Shabbos, if you use it, take out a machet. If you have a splinter in your finger, you want to take it out on Shabbos, you're allowed to use a needle. So for Shabbos, you don't need the hole in the needle, because you can't thread, you can't sew on Shabbos. But you need the point. A beaded needle has a point. It's usable on Shabbos, called the kli. So Sarah Gufa, you can be metalted on Shabbos. He's bein the kuva, whether it has a hole, whether it doesn't have a hole, as long as it has a point, it's called the kli. That's not muksa for Shabbos. Or at least a Sarah Gufa, some it's muta. Could be a kli shom lachtel yisr. But a Sarah Gufa, if you need it for a purpose that you're allowed to use it for, it's muta on Shabbos. We don't say nekuva. We don't have a chilek. Whether a needle has a hole or doesn't have a hole, elu din yitumah bavad. Only the get the tumah. That if the kli has a hole, then it's makabel tumah. If the hole went away, so it's not makabel tumah anymore. So you see, even needles that have holes, it's an afkamina that has a hole, doesn't have a hole for hikos tumah. And the Gemara, Tirkum Rabbi and Liba the Rav, begolmi. That what it's talking about, begolmi is a trashi. We don't say there's a chilek whether the needle has a hole in it or not. That if the needle has a hole in it, that's called a hole keli, that's makabel tumah. If it doesn't have a hole in it, it's not makabel tumah. So how could you say every needle has the same halacha? There's a chilek whether it has a hole or doesn't have a hole. Have the Gemara, Tigma Abaya, Perakola Kalim, the Golmi. It means the whole piece.